join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Signs of the Times by Bishop Herbert Bailey and Dr. Marcia Bailey.
Pastor Marcia and I, we were listening, we've been thinking, we've been praying, we've been observing. And, I have not done a whole lot of preaching or teaching over the years about end times, even though I got saved at the time I got saved as a adolescent. Going as a teenager, I was 12 years old when I got saved and 16 years old when I got the Holy Ghost. That's because I was praying for 4 years trying to surrender all. Mother Bailey told me the reason why I didn't have the Holy Ghost because I hadn't surrendered all. It took me 4 years to get it all, to surrender it all. And the day I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I just shared this with Epic. Pastor Chandler asked us to share with our Epic students about our encounters with God, particularly right. Something. Right. And you shared something when you were 18. Mm-hmm. I shared when I was 16. I used to ride my bike. By now, 16-year-olds here in South Carolina, for all of us bougie families with our bougie kids, but getting our cars, they drive, and they drive real good. Okay. When I was 16 years old, I was driving my 10-speed. You couldn't tell me nothing. And I rode it all around the city. As a matter of fact, we were on vacation recently, and Chandler brought he and his family's bikes with him. He said, Dad, this the bike you bought for me when I was 15 or 16. He had to go to summer school, and I was mad he had to go to summer school. I'm like, ain't nobody driving you to summer school. I'm going to buy you this bike, and you're going to ride that bike to summer school. And he did. He's still riding that bike. Look at God.
Still has it.
Still has it. Okay. But I rode my bike from one part of the city to Full Gospel Church down at the altar, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost crying out to God. And I remember, because Brother Betty said, you hadn't surrendered all. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm holding back. I said, God, the most precious thing I got in the whole wide world is my bike. And God, if you want my bike, I give you my bike. I surrendered my bike. See, I was holding on to that bike. When I surrendered my bike, I guess, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And the prayer was supposed to be from 12 to 1, noonday prayer. And it was an elder and a deacon who were there who opened up and would come to the church and pray. Well, by the time I got finished on my hook of Messiah, it was 2 o'clock. And they were standing up there like this. Like you holding us up, but they knew I got filled with the Holy Ghost. So they let me come through. But at that time, I got saved in the 70s. Hal Lindsey, I think Hal Lindsey is, sometimes I hate to say this here. Is he still among the land of the living? I don't know. Sometimes I be putting folks over Zion and they still here.
Yeah.
But Hal Lindsey was an author who wrote a book called The Rapture. And all the saints was reading the rapture. I mean, teenagers, everybody. Everybody was fascinated with this book called The Rapture. And he gave a, and it really was a narrative about how things would be. And since then, the next generation came along. Y'all read Left Behind. But before there was Left Behind, there was Rapture. And we were always talking. And so that's where I first learned about end times. Mm-hmm. You know, my teenage years. About the rapture. About the tribulation period. About the great white throne judgment. About the wedding feast of the Lamb. About the Battle of Armageddon. Mm-hmm. All these things that are going to take place at what we call the end times. And then once I got born again and got saved and got turned on to the Word, mm-hmm. you know, we became very practical. And we realized, and some of us, I think, in the 70s and early 80s and all that, we, especially if you didn't have anything and we didn't know much about prosperity, and if life was miserable, you was broke, you was busted, disgusted, you were just looking forward to Jesus coming. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, please, Lord, please just come, take us out of this. You know, you worked jobs you didn't like, you lived places you didn't like. And so the rapture was really the great escape. And so then we got to learn about operating in faith and using our faith. And we learned that the righteous can be, what's the word I'm looking for? The righteous will be compensated. What's the scripture say?
Recompense.
Thank you. Recompense in the earth.
Right.
Much more the unrighteous, that we're going to be paid in the earth. And then we learned Psalms 27, I had fainted except I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord where?
In the land
of the living. So we stopped being focused and we found out that God shall supply all my need. That's right here on earth, according to riches and glory. We found that 3 John 2, but beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. We found out Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt keep before your eyes and meditate on day and night. You'll make your way prosperous and you can have good success. So we found out that we can have good success in the earth.
Right.
We found that God can bless us right here in the earth. We found out that we don't have to wait to get to heaven to get our cake. We can get our cake here and then get some icing up in heaven. And so, but now I think the church has gone to another extreme, that some people have become so conscious of things on the earth and so conscious of prosperity and getting our needs met and being great, as you say. Pastor Marshall, the lady saying, y'all, I'm telling you, just let them be great. Let them be great. I said, you see they do such a... He said, let them be great. Like, leave these people alone. So let me tell you, if Pastor Mark, if you come and tell Pastor Mark something, she say to you, just go ahead and be great. Know what that really mean? I don't care. Do what you want to do.
Be great.
Go ahead and be great.
Be great.
So everybody want to be great today. And we want to be great in the earth. And some of us have forgotten that Jesus is coming back.
Mm.
Some of us have forgotten that heaven is for real.
Mm.
As the movie that Bishop Jakes produced a couple years ago.
Right.
The heaven is for real. There really is a heaven. There really is a hell.
Yes.
And everybody's not going to heaven.
Mm.
And Jesus is coming back.
Right.
For a church.
Yes, sir.
Without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And as the old folks, I can't
say, oh, we, Jesus, as we said,
as the saints of yesteryear used to say, don't let them catch you with your
work,
with your works undone.
My God.
And so there was a consciousness that Jesus is coming back, and we've lost that consciousness. But there are things that's going on in the earth now that I believe should raise our consciousness that Jesus is coming back, that we need to be ready. And so we want to take some time tonight and just review some scriptures that calls us to recognize the time. We're calling this signs of the times. Signs of the times. Okay? So first of all, let's look at from the scripture, what are some signs that are going on just in the world? When I say the world, I don't mean the world system as opposed to the kingdom of God. I mean that's happening in the earth, in the earth realm. Look at Matthew 24, starting in verse 6 and 7. It says, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. He said, you're going to hear things, which means you're closer to the end than we've ever been, but it's still not here yet. Verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, or which means remote places or varying places. Is that you? Okay. That all these things are going to be happening in various places. Now, these are some things that's happening in the earth. Now, let me expand on this a little bit by reading Matthew 24, 3 through 12 from the Message translation. Okay. It says, later, as he was sitting on Mount Olives, his disciples approached. His disciples approached and asked him, tell us, when are these things going to happen? So Jesus was talking about what we would call eschatology, okay, or end times. Tell us, when are these things going to happen? What will be the sign of your coming? That the time's up. You know, now people, you know, people used to say stuff like, well, you know, you could get saved on your deathbed. How many of y'all ever heard people say that? You get saved on your deathbed. Let me tell you what Mother Betty used to say. Who promised you a deathbed?
Jesus. Yeah, babe.
Who promised you a deathbed? And let me say something else that I'm seeing. I really believe, and I've been noticing this for the last several years, and every time I get with my children, we talk about it. Probably about 6 or 7 years ago, her name was Gail Winters, one of my classmates from high school, even though I hadn't seen them in 45 years. Okay. But, you know, we stay in touch and see things on Facebook. So probably about 6 or 7 years ago, one of my classmates who I went to school with died, the class of 79 from St. Aloysius High School. About 2 years ago, another one of my classmates died, Margaret Moran. I remember Margaret. Margaret was voted most funniest, or most comedic or something. And so I was in my 50s by the time I started seeing classmates die. In my 50s. Okay? Let me see. Raise your hand if you're in here. Some of them maybe not. If you're 30 or younger, put your hand up. Okay. How many of y'all know peers, people you went to school with who died? Keep your hand up. Look around. They all got their hands up. These are less than 30.
Right.
I didn't have classmates die until I was 50. And then my daughter, in 1 year, she had within 2 years, she had like 3 or 4 friends die. And I believe there's an assignment. I believe Satan is trying to loose his fury.
Yes.
And there's an assignment, particularly among our young people. And so when I was coming along, if you were on drugs, if you were out in the street, if you was gangbanging. Now, we know those folks probably going to die. Okay, you're either going to go to jail or you're going to the grave. Amen. Okay, except for the Lord spares you and somebody praying for you. That's how those lives end up. But many of these young people who are dying today is random. They're not living bad lives. They're not doing debaucherous things. They're just random. Accidents, stray bullets, various things happening. And so I find myself really praying for our young people, our teenagers. We spent time this week and during our staff meeting praying over our children. Speaking and declaring the blood of Jesus over our children. The drills that I had, many of us in my age group and somewhere around there, Okay. The drills we had in school was lining up for a fire drill. We didn't know anything about getting under the desk and putting stuff in your head and hiding from mass shooters. That's part of what the drills that kids are dealing with now. And so they want to know, what are some of the signs that you are closer? Now look at this. Let's keep going here. Matthew 24, verse 4. Jesus said, watch out for doomsday deceivers. Many leaders are going to show up with forged identities claiming I am Christ the Messiah. They will deceive a lot of people. When reports come in of wars and rumored wars, keep your head and don't panic. Everybody say, I'm going to keep my head and not panic. Keep your head and don't panic. This is routine history. This is no sign of the end. He said, the more you're hearing about all these various things, it's closer, but the end is not yet. These are signs of the end. Nation will fight against nation. Ruler fight ruler over and over. Famines and earthquakes will occur in various places. I don't know how many of y'all heard. While the Olympics were going on, they had a 5.5, what's the word? Yeah, 5.5 what? Yeah, but thank you. Help me out here.
It's kind of like
what's the sense of y'all being here if you ain't going to help me? 5.5 on the Richter scale earthquake in Tokyo. And many of those countries over there, they have them all the time. They've really become routine.
Right. A couple of weeks ago, I think we had 2.01 here in Charleston.
A couple of years ago, we had an earthquake here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, no, there ain't no earthquake in South Carolina.
Right.
We don't have earthquakes in South Carolina. We just have a heat. Famines and earthquakes occur in various places. This is nothing compared to what is coming. They're going to throw you to the wolves and kill you. This is talking about persecution of Christians. And we do not have it here in America like is going on in other countries, especially in strict Muslim countries and strict atheist countries, including China, that really doesn't have a tolerance for people of faith,
right,
and specifically Christians.
Right.
And, you know, we can't handle somebody talking about us. We hear somebody don't like us and we talk about I'm being persecuted and stop coming to church. Jesus said they're going to throw you to the wolves and kill you. Everyone hating you because you carry my name. And then going from bad to worse, it will be dog eat dog. Everyone at each other's throat. Everyone hating each other. I think we've been seeing that in our political arena. I mean, I've been the first person I believe that I voted for. It wasn't Jimmy Carter. Right after Jimmy Carter, who was the one? It was Jimmy Carter. He ran again in 1980. Okay, he ran from, and that was the first year. That was the first year I could vote. Okay, but since I voted in 1980, we know even up until recent. You know, we had peaceful transitions of government. Okay. The outgoing president would welcome the incoming president to the White House. They would exchange gifts. Okay. They would have pleasantries. They would have lunch together. Okay. People disagreed on policies. One thought you, and y'all, and let me just say this here, this whole thing about spending money, because conservatives don't like supposedly don't like to spend money. And liberals supposedly like to spend money. The truth is, everybody wants to spend money. They just want to spend money what they want to spend money on. When's the last time you heard anybody talk about the deficit? Nobody concerned about the deficit. Okay? People spend money on what they want to spend money on. It's just a matter of what the priorities are for any particular administration. Okay? But we're seeing this environment of hate. We can disagree without hating each other. We can have different views without hating each other. to the point of wanting to overthrow the government and kill people who disagree with you. And so he talks about everyone hating you because you carry my name. Dog eat dog. Everyone at each other's throat. Everyone hating each other. In confusion, watch this. Lying preachers will come forward and deceive a lot of people. For many others, the overwhelming spread of evil will do them in. Nothing left to their love but a mount of ashes. And what the King James Version, I believe, if you can put that up, of Matthew 24 and verse 12, I believe it says, and the love of many will wax cold. So this environment, this toxic environment, okay, of just hating people because we're different, or hating people because you don't vote the same, or hating people because your skin color is different than mine, or hating people because you have a different agenda than mine. Hold that script up there for a moment. I want you to see that. And because of iniquity, sin, and sometimes generational sin and deep-seated sin, the love of many shall wax cold. Cold-blooded. Cold-hearted. Insensitive. Lack of empathy. At each other's throat. These are signs of the end getting closer. That's what I want you all to see. Verse 24, Matthew 24 and verse 24. It says they're going to rise false Christs. False Christs, which means false prophets. People pretending or trying to put out that they are like, they're the Messiah. They're the Savior. And y'all need to understand, you need to listen very closely. I'm not going to mention names here, okay, that got Muslim names. But you listen very closely to things that they're saying. And they're leading people to believe I am the Messiah. I'm the one who was prophesied was to come. I'm the last Christ. And you'd be surprised the people who say that they're Christians spreading this stuff, reposting it, sitting up in there clapping their hands and raising their hand because their skin color is the same as theirs. Not understanding that that's the spirit of Antichrist. Anybody claiming to be Jesus or to take on Jesus other than Jesus, that's the spirit of Antichrist. So they're going to rise false Christs, false prophets. Here's what I want you to see. And shall show great signs and wonders. Because this is how so many people get deceived. But it really was a miracle. But it really was a great sign. It really was a great wonder. It didn't say that they're pretending. It said they're going to show great signs and wonders in so much, here we go, that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And the very elect, they said the chosen ones. And we can get into that. That could be a whole nother Bible study myself, who the elect are. That verse from the... I believe this is the message. That same verse. Matthew 24:24. Fake messiahs and lying preachers are going to pop up everywhere. Pop up everywhere. And y'all know nothing made lying preachers pop up more than Facebook in the pandemic. Pop it up everywhere. Anybody got a phone now can have a ministry. From anywhere. Minister Sean, we were going to Florida a couple weeks ago and riding from the airport down to Tampa where I was ministering. I put on Clubhouse on a Saturday. It was Saturday afternoon, right? And it was some Christian. It was a funny one. They just having fun. And the subject was apostles with no people and bishops with no churches. They were having fun with this. Apostles with no people and bishops with no churches. This is foolishness, y'all. Apostles with no people and bishops with no churches. I said to somebody came to me and asked me. He said, Bishop, somebody wants to make me a bishop and I want to be a bishop. He said, what do you think? I said, no. He said, why? I said, how many folks you got at your church? It's like less than 20. And I said, a bishop is a pastor's pastor. You got to be members, pastors first. Now, I know, Lord, some people tuning me out right now. This might go viral, y'all. But y'all know I'm telling the truth. Look at this, Matthew 24:24. Man, Peterson's on it with this best of translation. Mm-hmm. Fake messiahs, lying preachers are going to pop up everywhere. The impressive credentials that you get online and download. The impressive credentials and dazzling performances will pull the wool over the eyes of even those who ought to know better. Y'all haven't. Oh, Jesus. I see people getting deceived who, in my mind, ought to know better. You're not a novice.
We are living in a time where scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Things are happening, and we need to know that Jesus is soon to return. In this teaching, Bishop Herbert Bailey and Dr. Marcia Bailey discuss what we as believers need to know in these times. To order this message, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for Signs of the Times. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at @TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.